The Tea and Sanctuary Advent Calendar 2023 with Emma Newman. Day 21. Today's feeling is a little bit of a niche one, I suppose, but it's one that I'm very fond of. Though I must admit, when I'm about to say it, I'm thinking, oh, I bet there are some people who really don't like this sensation. But hopefully you do. It's one that I absolutely love, and it's when you're at the beach, preferably on a not hot day, and you're paddling, and you can stand where the waves are just lapping onto the shore. And with each wave that comes in and then recedes, your feet sink a little bit deeper into the sand. And you can feel the sand kind of rushing past your feet as it's pulled back with the wash of the waves. I love that. I love that feeling. I don't get to experience it very much anymore. I grew up in Cornwall. I was born in Cornwall. And I spent a lot of time at the beach in the summer. And that was one of my favourite things, was feeling myself sink deeper and deeper and deeper into wet sand as the waves came in and out. It's beautiful. And the noise of the waves. Oh, I miss the sea. I miss the sea so much. Today's episode that I want to talk about is Silicon Avatar. And this is from season 5. It's episode 4. I've realised that I've talked about quite a few data-centric episodes in a row, but it's not just data in this one. It's an episode which is about an individual called Dr. Ma, who is brought on board the Enterprise because the Enterprise has experienced an attack from the Silicon Avatar, which is the one that destroyed the place where Data was made on Omicron Theta, destroyed the colony probably, but the civilization that was there. And they are with, at the beginning of the episode, they are with a group of terraformers. Riker is clearly having a great time on this assignment. God bless that man. And then the Silicon Avatar comes and destroys everything, kills everybody, and it's really upsetting and awful. Then Dr. Ma is brought onto the Enterprise to try and find this creature, this huge crystalline structure, which goes around the galaxy eating life and eating absolutely all life wherever it decides to strike. The actress who plays Dr. Ma is magnificent. She is such a nuanced character. Her son was killed in the attack that destroyed Data's original home. He was on Omicron Theta, and she starts off the episode being really hostile towards Data because she is certain that he was involved in some way. And of course, Lore, his effective twin brother, did lure the Silicon Avatar to that colony and was instrumental in its destruction. But she believes that Data holds that responsibility as well. And of course, Data being Data, he just, you know, is very patient and calm with her and relentlessly lovely. And then she realizes that he holds the records from that colony, and that her son's diary entries, his personal log, is held in Data's memory. And then the relationship suddenly shifts, and Data plays to her some of her son's entries, and it is absolutely heartbreaking. Her acting in those scenes is just so good. It's so, so heartbreaking to see the grief and the joy and all of the emotions that she experiences when hearing these things. I love that shift in the relationship. I love how she becomes less and less stable as they get closer to tracking down the entity. And that, of course, what she does at the end is, spoiler alert, destroys it. And there's, throughout the episode, the moral debate about what to do about this creature, because it has killed thousands upon thousands of people, has destroyed so many habitats. Picard is very much in the mindset of, we need to try and find a way to communicate with it, we need to find a different way to solve this situation, because no one person or species has the right to just summarily destroy another. And when they get to that point and she successfully, effectively murders it, the reaction his Picard's reaction on the bridge is just incredible. It's all just so good. And then just how tragic it is that her entire life has been building up to this moment and that she's just finally unraveling. And then when she goes back to her quarters and speaks to Data as if he's her son, and then he just shatters that delusion and is so brutal, not out of malice, not out of any kind of cruelty, because he's incapable of that, but just by stating the truth that her son wouldn't have approved of what she did. Oh, the look on her face. Heartrending. It's such a rich episode in terms of that relationship, the exploration of revenge. Because Riker also reflects that through the episode, because he was obviously having a great time with one of the terraformers and then she was killed by it. And he's like, yeah, let's just go get this thing. And you can completely understand, it's all sympathetic. And I love things like this where there is a genuine moral argument on both sides that you can completely understand and empathize with. And yeah, it's great. It's a great episode and very, very well done. So that's it for today. I hope you're safe and cozy and warm, and I'll speak to you tomorrow.